session with Sabi, who includes herself in a moment. But it's clear the racist chants and Nazi salutes at last Friday's Bulgaria 2020 Euro qualifying match were shocking. Wow. Absolutely shocking. And it's a poignant example of what has been happening, not just in football, but what has been happening in countries across the world, including Britain.
Yeah.
From Europe and the US and elsewhere, we know that the rise in racist attacks and abuse has gone hand in hand with an organised and increasingly vicious far right. Atrocities, as we know, such as Christchurch, Pittsburgh, and recently Germany, are now taking place with chilling regularity. All egged on, I would argue, by a political elite that has taken their place in some of the biggest countries in the world. Rather than building unity against this wave of bigotry, therefore, you've got people like the US President Donald Trump and Britain's own Trump, Boris Johnson, acting as its figureheads. That can't go on. And you know, the possible general election around the corner, we are about to face our most chilling and challenging period yet. Our task is an international task. Our task is about defeating the global rise of racism and racist politicians. And it's critical that we do so. We know it's daunting, we know it's challenging, but you know, with unity, determination, and a vibrant anti-racist movement, it's absolutely possible. That's why we have a brilliant lineup this afternoon of speakers that will take us through that challenge that we have before us. So in this evening, we were joined by some of our leading figures in the movement to have this discussion.
Thank you, Claudia. So I'm Sabi Darwin. I'm Sandy Darling, I'm co-convener of Stand Up to Racism, and I just want to echo some of the points that people have learned about racist attacks, because we've obviously seen in the last year attacks on synagogues like the Pittsburgh Synagogue in the US, which took place in the context of one of the most racist campaigns spearheaded by Donald Trump and the Republicans last year. We've seen the attack last week in Germany on the, which took place on Yom Kippur, you know, in Holy Day and in the Jewish calendar, which happened to Israel that day, and the attack on Shah, which was obviously anti-Semitic and Islamophobic in the nature of its attack by the far right, and obviously the Christchurch attacks on the mosque in New Zealand. And here in Britain, we've seen latest figures show an 11% rise in racist attacks, and in the week after Boris Johnson rated dreadful attacks on Muslim women wearing niqab, comparing them to bank robbers and letterboxes, we saw a 375% increase in the 1 week after that article in the summer of 2018. And I think the point that we want to illustrate here, and why we have to unite against the threat, is that there is a direct link between hatred at the top, like Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, and others, and hatred on the streets. And it's important for us to both unite against the attacks on the streets and the forthcoming attacks by our politicians. And I think there is a general election round the corner, and I think we are going to see one of the most racist general election campaigns we have ever seen, and we have to campaign against racism